AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Minnesota, Dante Wright's mother says,
"Today, the justice system murdered him all over again."
Former police officer Kim Potter was sentenced to 2 years in prison. She shot and killed Dante Wright during a traffic stop. Potter could have received up to a 7-year sentence. This is Judge Regina Chu.
She never intended to hurt anyone. Her conduct cries out for a sentence significantly below the guidelines.
Minneapolis resident Daniel Jones thought Potter would get a longer sentence.
This hurts. The community is going to be really hurt by this. You know, getting only 2 years on a 7-year maximum sentence is nothing. It's a slap on the wrist.
Potter had said she confused her handgun for her taser when she shot Dante Wright. She spoke to Wright's family.
I do pray that one day you can find forgiveness, only because hatred is so destructive to all of us. And that I pray peace will always be with you and your family.
Ukrainian rebels evacuated civilians to Russia. Tensions are rising in Ukraine, raising fears of an invasion by Russia. Meeting with officials from some former Soviet countries in Munich, Vice President Kamala Harris says the U.S. is committed to NATO's mutual defense provision.
Article 5 is ironclad, and the spirit behind it, an attack on one is an attack on all, remains our perspective.
Olympic news from the Summer Games. Britain's 4x100-meter relay team was stripped of its silver medal from the Tokyo Olympics after CJ Yuja's doping violation was confirmed by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Yuja's sample was taken in Japan in August. Stocks have moved lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. The family of a Marine veteran being held in harsh conditions in a prison in Russia is calling on the Biden administration to get him out.
Trevor Reed was sentenced to 9 years in prison for allegedly assaulting police in Moscow. His father, Joey Reed, concerned about Trevor's health, has been working to get him released and is even more concerned now with the global tensions with Russia.
Whatever channels might be used right now to discuss his release or some sort of exchange of prisoners that might, you know, collapse.
A Michigan security executive, Paul Whelan, is also imprisoned in Russia on espionage charges. Roughly, there are 60 Americans known to be held hostage or wrongfully detained in foreign countries, and families are urging the Justice Department to do more to get them out. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The college football playoffs will remain with 4 teams, at least through 2025. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.